With each new year, many of us make a resolution to get fit, lose weight, and just adopt a healthier lifestyle. I know I have to get back into a healthier routine. How about you? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, January 2nd. Happy New Year. Good for us, we have an exercise and nutrition specialist who runs a wellness and training center in Milwaukee to give us some personal coaching this hour. And we will welcome your questions, maybe even your own tips to get motivated and to stick with it. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Very happy to have with us David Pritchard, a wellness coach who has trained athletes of all levels worldwide. His business is David Pritchard Health and Wellness Consultant. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And boy, do I need your help.
Well, that seems that this is the day where a lot of people go out and they start searching for, you know, the answers. And this is so great that you could do a show this early. I think people are really ready right now.
Well, I know that I was ready after Christmas. I told myself after Christmas, I'm through with those cookies and those sweets and overeating, and I've got to you know, hit the gym more often than I have been. But then I did it again yesterday. You know, so give us a pep talk in terms of. I think we might have the motivation, but in terms of willpower.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I always joke around and I tell everybody, I go, listen, it's not what you do between Thanksgiving and New Year's. That's the problem. It's between what you do between New Year's and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to learn to forgive ourselves, first of all. Number one, you know, when people come in and they start to work with me, that's the first thing I say. I say, listen, leave everything at the door. Because, you know, we're not going to judge. You know, the wonderful and most beautiful thing about your body is that it forgets what you did to it. And because once you start getting into a flow and you start getting consistent, it starts to feel so good mentally and physically that, you know, you're going to learn to live with that balance. And so, first of all, number one, just get up today, ask yourself, you know, what you got to write down some goals. Hey, you got to write down some goals. I'm a big believer in that. And so you have to tell yourself, what I did during the holidays doesn't have to follow me into the new year. That's number one. I mean, because so many people live with guilt and they live with, what did I do? What did I do? And before they know it, it's springtime and they've gained another 20 pounds. So you have to learn to really rid yourself from that. And then at that point in time, it's really, what's, you know, I always go through a checklist with everybody. And number one, what's your why? You know, what's why you want to do this? It's got to be bigger than I just want to lose 10 pounds or I want to get in shape for my sister's wedding. You know, you got to have a purpose. Because when it gets tough and it's 10 o'clock at night and you're staring at those cookies or you're opening that refrigerator up, it's got to be so big. It's got to mean so much that it just kind of slaps you in the face and says, don't do it.
So it has to be, I want to live longer rather than I need to get rid of this pooch in my belly.
Absolutely. Now, that's important to obviously lose the pooch and lose a little bit of weight. But more importantly, how do I live better? How do I have more energy? How do I reduce my risk of diabetes if diabetes is in your family? I got horrible genetics. I was born on the wrong side of the tracks when it comes to health history. I have heart disease in my family. I have diabetes in my family. I have cancer in my family. So, yeah, my six-pack days are gone, Joy. So now I, you know, as a trainer and as a wellness coach, my days are all about how do I live long for my children? How do I stay healthy and vibrant for my relationships? That's my why. And I'll tell you, once you start identifying that type of why, whether it's, you know, to live longer, to have better relationships, to be disease-free, it really changes the course of how you look at exercise and how you look at eating well. It no longer is this sacrifice. It no longer is, oh, God, I'm on the scale again and I gained a pound, or I'm only lost 1 pound and I worked out so much this week. You can't measure it that way anymore. You know, and that's what we're trying to change the course of how people really see themselves and how they, it's about how they feel. And I joke with all my clients. I'm like, listen, you know, my clients are not runway models and they're not professional athletes anymore. I say, listen, I'm not going to put you on the cover of Men's Health. Maybe on the cover of, you know, ARP. But I say to them, I joke with them. I say, listen, what's your goal? What do you want to do? You want to travel without pain. You want to get up in the morning and not have body aches. So the beginning of the year is a great way to identify that, to say, this is what I want. This is how I want to feel. I don't want to feel the way I felt last year. It sucked. It hurt. You know, it wasn't good for me. And so once you start really putting that into play, it really starts to become more not about getting up in the morning anymore and starting to exercise. You're like, okay, I got to get up in the morning. I got to do this. I got to do that because of the bigger picture.
Yeah, well, that's good advice. And I do want to live longer, and I do want to feel better. And I also want my pants to not be tight.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I think that's a great first goal. Now, when everybody comes in with their leftover holiday candy and cookies and puts them in the lounge, what do I do about that?
Well, I tell everybody, the second biggest tip then is, and that leads right into what's your plan? How do you prepare for that? Because so many people, they go to work without breakfast, or they go hungry, and they get to a point where then that candy in the break room is just, you know, it's a necessity. If I don't eat it, my blood sugar level is dropping, my energy level is down, and I got a headache. So you have to plan. You have to prepare. You have to see. Now, here's a great opportunity for you to look at your week, look at your day. You have a lot of meetings. You're not going to be home until late. Well, set yourself up for success. Bring snacks with you. Bring food with you so that temptation isn't going to, you know, knock you over and win, because so many people just kind of wing it. And, you know, I don't care, the best of them, and I've worked with the best pros in the world, and they don't have the capacity to have the willpower to say no. And I'll tell you, so unless we prepare and unless we look at our days and we look at our week and we say, okay, I got to bring my lunch in. I got to make sure I eat breakfast. I got to get up a little extra early in the morning and have a smoothie or eat a bowl of cereal, or because then it allows you to be in a place to then have choice, to choose, to have that willpower. Now, Joy, at the end of the day, I'm a big fan of that whole 80-20 rule, or 80% of the time I'm spot on, I'm pretty perfect. But then 20% of the time, yeah, am I finishing my son's blueberry pancakes on the weekend? Am I having that little piece of candy every once in a while? That's not going to hurt you. So you have to allow yourself that if you're doing pretty good and you just have a little piece of dark chocolate or some candy, you're going to be okay. But the main focus here is planning and preparing and looking at your day and looking at your week and coming in stacked and ready to go.
A good idea. So the 80-20, just so I have that straight, 80% of the time I'm eating healthy foods and kind of sticking to a lower calorie, perhaps, a diet. But 20% of the time I can splurge a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Come on. I mean, listen, I've been raised in Milwaukee, so I know what this culture is like, and we love our Friday fish fries, and we love our, you know, our beer, and we love things like that. So we can't take everything away, you know. Now, there are times where it's a necessity, and it's absolutely a place where I have to be. Hey, listen, it's 100-0, or your life depends on it. But for the majority of people, they can get away with saying, hey, 80% of the time, I'm watching my carbohydrate intake. I'm watching my portion control, I'm management, and I'm balancing out my foods, and I'm not starving myself, and I'm not overeating. But then 20% of the time, I'm having a couple slices of pizza, but I'm having it with a big salad, or I'm having a glass or two of wine, and I'm doing those things, and it's not going to impact you or affect you as much if it was 60-40, you know?
Yeah.
So 80-20 is what I have found in my years of training, you know, which has been 19 plus years, that I have seen to be the most successful. You know, and I've started out gung-ho. When I remember when I first started out as a trainer and as a nutritionist, it was all about, no, there's no cheating on my plan. You can't do it. You can't do it. Then I learned really quickly that unless you were someone trying to get on the cover of a magazine, that it just wasn't gonna work for the long haul.
Do you recommend, David, any specific type of diet in terms of, you know, there are so many different diets out there. What's your recommendation?
Well, I always call myself, I'm a flexitarian, okay? Mm-hmm. So what that means is that I'm everything. You know, really, I don't try to put people in a box. I mean, my best friends are, I have a paleo friend, I have a vegetarian, I just went to a party yesterday by two very dear clients of mine who celebrated their wedding with a vegan. It was all vegan, 100% vegan, and my kids are sitting there navigating around all this vegan food, and, you know, it was very interesting, and sometimes I am a vegan. So it's whatever makes you feel the best. Now, the rules that I have are hard rules. Now, my hard rules are no carbohydrate intake at night, no matter what. Because we all are really bad at digesting carbs at nighttime, especially. So when it comes to the general guidelines of what I believe in, is the most successful people who lose weight and just feel better and have more energy and are in good health, they shouldn't eat carbohydrates probably after 5 p.m. Our bodies don't need it unless you're a marathon runner or unless you're a high-endurance athlete. Your body does not need carbohydrate intake after 5.
Yeah,
during the day, it does.
So no pasta for dinner?
No pasta. Stick to all vegetables. Stick to lean proteins, fish, lean chicken, things like that. And stay away from rice, potatoes, you know, any type of whole grain even. I mean, if you're eating well throughout the day, your body won't need it at night.
Yeah.
So, you know, as far as good fiber and things like that, that's what I worry about the most when people are on a no-carbohydrate diet, is that they're not getting any fiber in. I mean, so during the day, you're good with that. But when it comes to nighttime, your body does not need any type of carbohydrate intake. And you will feel tremendous the next day, I promise you. The next day, once you start eliminating carbohydrates and sugars, you will feel incredible the next morning. You won't feel bloated. You won't feel stiff. Your joints will feel really good. So that's a pretty hard guideline for me. But when it comes to a particular type of diet, like I said, I mean, I have great success with people who are paleo. I do. I have great success with people on who are vegetarians. I kind of, if I had to sum it all up, Joy, I would really say probably one of the better ways to eat is probably the Mediterranean style of eating. The Mediterranean diet is probably one of the most successful diets out there because it includes fish, it includes chicken, it includes all vegetables, it includes whole grains on a limited fashion. All of those healthy fats like olive oil, coconut oil, a little bit of red wine, we know that it, through the studies, that the Mediterranean diet has lowered heart disease, it has lowered chances of cancer, it's definitely lowered diabetes. So we have found the studies on that particular diet probably does outweigh the majority of the so-called diets out there. Mm-hmm. If I had to put one up on the top, it would be that one.
We'll talk more with wellness coach David Pritchard. He is an exercise and nutrition specialist who runs a wellness and training center in Milwaukee, and we are trying to get started, and we will also talk about sticking with a New Year's resolution to get healthier. 1-800-642-1234 if you have any questions, or maybe you have your own recommendations. What's worked for you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Or what's your downfall? Is there something that, an obstacle, something in your way when it comes to losing weight, getting healthier, working out? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are getting started on our wellness resolution this hour with David Pritchard, who is a wellness coach from Milwaukee. Have you resolved to up your physical fitness this hour? Or this year, I should say. How do you plan to start? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. davidgoldberg.org. What questions do you have about getting started and sticking with it? So, David, you may have heard that weather forecast, super duper cold. If you don't belong to a gym to go and work out, how do we work out in weather like this?
Yeah, you know, it can get a little challenging for people, especially during this time of the year. You know, and I would say the majority of the clients that I've trained, I mean, they don't belong to, you know, a particular gym in itself. I mean, what we try to do and what I try to do is train them to survive without fitness equipment. Train them to survive without going to a gym. And now, I'm a product of my dear mother that was brought up on Jack LaLanne, you know, and that type of philosophy of just calisthenics and just getting moving. The key there, getting moving. Just get up and move. Our bodies are designed to move. Our bodies were not designed to be sedentary. And it's so important when we think about that is, well, what does that all mean? I mean, sure, squats, push-ups, you know, really general calisthenics that I can certainly, you know, give everybody a program in less than 2 minutes on how to do all that kind of stuff, stretching, that is enough just to get the body and the blood circulating enough for you to feel good, enough to make a difference either, too. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've had a lot of good heated arguments with fellow colleagues who believe that you need to spend an hour and a half in the gym lifting weights and doing cardio. And I've showed them that you don't, that you really, really, really don't. I mean, especially with the average person who's just needing some general exercise just for health, not to tone up, not necessarily to get rid of hundreds of pounds of weight, but just to feel better and get more energy, you can accomplish that in your living room.
Yeah,
so you really, really can.
So, and how long in my living room?
That's a great question because I like to say, you know, anywhere between 15 to 30 minutes a day. Now, a lot of that can be chopped up too, Joy, where you could say, okay, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to do a little 15-minute plan in the morning where, you know, I can just sit in front of my TV with a DVD on or I can just do a program down in my basement. And then at night, you do another 15 or 20 minutes. You know, that works.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You can break it up. It doesn't need to be straight, especially with a lot of people with time restraints and family obligations and getting kids off to school and things like that. So that's important because that really brings up that kind of next big rule of how do I make this a reality? Because so many people hear so many different things that they need to spend 7 days in the gym and they need to do all these different types of exercises to be effective. And the bottom line is, really the reality of it is what is going to fit into your lifestyle. Now, I train a lot of working moms who are trying to get their kids off to school and they're working 50 hours a week and things like that, and they're balancing and juggling. And I'll tell you, they accomplish it very simply. They get up a little extra early in the morning, they do a 15-minute plan, they do it again when the kids go to bed. Sometimes that's all they got, and that's good enough.
Yeah, well, that's manageable. What are you doing in that 15 minutes? Give us an idea.
Well, there's a breakdown. I mean, there's three different components to really putting together the pieces of a fitness program. And number one would be aerobic. Now, when we think of aerobic, we think of, you know, kind of Richard Simmons maybe doing his little dance.
To the oldies.
Really, aerobic is... Exactly. You know, and some of his programs are really good. It gets you moving, and that's okay. But really, aerobic activity is, how can I get your heart rate up? How can I get you to a point where maybe you're sweating a little bit and you're moving and your feet are off the ground, or you're bringing your knees and you're marching in place? One of my favorite exercises I do with a lot of my clients to warm them up for 3 or 4 minutes is having them stand in place and having them just march up and down. And you know, it's kind of interesting how after a while you're like, I can't believe how difficult that just got. You're doing something unusual. You're doing something that you normally don't do. So you have them doing things like that. You have them kicking their legs up and down straight. You have them doing arm circles. So when you think of aerobic activity, it's just getting your body to move differently, getting your bodies to move, what I say, north, south, east, and west, you know, having them move a little bit of backwards, having them move sideways, having them move forward. And if you can accomplish that for, say, 10 or 15 minutes straight, Now, as we know, as the weather gets a little nicer, you can get outside. You can go for a beautiful walk outside. There's so many different parks and things like that and paths. But aerobic activity, you got to do it for your heart. It's so important. And you got to make sure that you're doing it in a way that's challenging yourself.
And it's we have just 30 seconds before a news break. We also have to add to that some sort of strength work, too, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Good for your bones, good for your muscles, good for your tendons, good for osteoarthritis. All those things, so, so important to just bone density. Now, resistance training can just mean, hey, I'm doing some push-ups on my knees. I'm doing some squats, some little squats. I'm doing some lunges in place. It doesn't have to be a lot. You could take soup cans and put them in your hands and just go up and down and above your head.
Let me hold you there, David, because we have a news break, and then we'll be back and we'll talk more about our fitness resolutions. So are you planning on getting fit in this new year, eating right, maybe losing weight, working out for fitness and physical health? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are getting started on our fitness resolutions this hour with David Pritchard, who is a wellness coach in Milwaukee. He's an exercise and nutrition specialist who runs a wellness and training center in Milwaukee. He has trained athletes of all levels worldwide, and we are getting some advice from him and welcoming your questions for him. Have you resolved to get fit or to adopt a healthier lifestyle in 2014? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, David, we were talking about exercise in our last segment, talking about how maybe even 30 minutes a day split up into two 15-minute chunks would be good, at least to get moving a little bit and get a little bit of aerobics in there, get a little bit of strength or resistance work in there. But I think that's great. But what if we really do want to lose weight? Don't we have to step it up a bit?
Yes, you do. I mean, that's a great point, Joy, because one of the big things is that why people get so frustrated and they hit that wall, they plateaued, and they're not challenging themselves. So, yeah, if you're really looking to have to lose weight, I would say, you know, you're going to need to work out more days than you don't, number one. You're going to have to work out at least a minimum of 4 to 5 days a week. And in that period of time, you're going to have to do it for probably 45 to 60 minutes with a combination of aerobic activity and resistance training. So between the two of them, I think you will accomplish your goals, number one, but you got to make sure that you're working out at a high level. I mean, what I mean by high level is everybody is different. Now, you can't compare yourself to, say, the person who's been working out for years and years and years and who's jumping around the gym, but you have to make sure that you're challenging yourself, that you feel like, hey, listen, I'm tired. At the end of this hour, I feel like I really spent a lot of energy here, that you actually sweated a little bit, your heart rate got up. That's important. That's the key factor of why most people get frustrated in the first quarter, because they're not pushing themselves beyond their limits. And that's the most important part there.
Is it true that if we have been in a fitness routine, which I have sort of a routine, and many of us might, where I actually do go to a gym. I go to classes, though, because I find that group exercise, I'm more motivated to stick with it and to attend. And there's a little bit of a social aspect there too, but if I'm just kind of doing the same things, frankly, not just month after month, but year after year, that my body's kind of used to this and says I've got to do something else.
Absolutely, that's a great point. Now, your point about group classes, we've seen a huge, huge increase in the last 10 years, probably, in group classes from everywhere, from aerobic to strength training classes, and I think they're wonderful. I think they're really wonderful, just to your point about just being with different types of people socially, kind of there's a cool little accountability there too, as far as
right.
you become friends with people and that they expect you there, and you tell them you're gonna be there. But also the key there is all those different classes offer a lot of different variation. So it really forces you and pushes your body differently almost every class. And that's why I do a combination of yoga to, you know, different types of boot camp classes, different types of kickboxing classes, so that your body is constantly being challenged differently all the time. And if those classes aren't for you, you know, you can certainly change things up yourself. I mean, you don't have to join a class for you to join, have some more variation. Maybe the first couple months you're doing the bike and you're doing some different strength training moves for your upper body and lower body. And then after 2 months, you move on to the treadmill and you do a different set of strength training workouts. So it's very easy. You know, it's unlimited when it comes to the type of exercises for your body.
I also find that the group classes are just plain more fun. They're less boring. Mm-hmm. When I used to once in a while, you know, do a treadmill, or for that matter, even the stationary exercise bike, a spinning class might be a little bit different, but I'm bored. I mean, do you have any recommendations maybe to make fitness more fun?
Absolutely. Well, Joy, number one, results are fun. You know, when people get results, they're motivated. They're inspired. So I agree with you. I mean, it needs to be fun. It needs to be work, too, as well. But if it's fun, you kind of forget you're working. You kind of forget about all the pain, you know. And so it becomes a little bit more manageable to take, you know, 3 or 4 classes a week. Now, I have a lot of people who love doing marathons. I have people who do, you know, they're cross trainers and things like that. And that's great. That's the high level. They enjoy to run 10 or 15 miles, you know, at a time. And God bless them. I don't do that anymore. I can't. My body just can't operate like that. So I try to find ways to make it more fun for me in a 3 or 4 mile run, and then kind of offset it with a class or two. So the most important thing is, you know, from a sedentary lifestyle to start to move into more of a fitness, you want to crawl before you walk. You know, so start off slow. Get that base. Now, make sure that if you start a classes or you start group, that it's level one. You might want to go with a friend or two, and they might have been doing this for a while, and they're at a level two, and they tell you, hey, listen, just come to level two. You'll be fine. You can, you know, the instructor will be able to kind of help you through it. Don't necessarily do that. Tell your friend, listen, I'll see you in about a month. Take the time to get adjusted. Go at that level one class, or better yet, I have clients who just say, listen, I'm going to do the bike for the next 2 weeks to try to get my heart used to moving and pumping at this higher level, or I'm going to walk on the treadmill. Yeah, it's a little boring, but get some headphones on. I listen to NPR, WPR, podcasts. It's amazing how much you can listen to in an hour when you're on a treadmill or a bike or a cross trainer. It's a fantastic way to kind of be entertained,
good,
kind of check out.
Good for you, and you're working out your brain too then, right?
Yes. I wouldn't be able to do it without my headphones. If I didn't have my headphones on, I would just go nuts. So, you know, get a line of podcasts set up. You know, load up your iPod and put on some really good motivating music. And just get plugged in, and before you know it, an hour's up.
You know, and it's not always going to be a billion below zero, and you mentioned that certainly you can supplement all this with a nice walk outside, but maybe even, we did go cross-country skiing on the one day when it was in the 20s.
Absolutely.
And boy, do you get warm doing that.
You really do. You really do. I mean, it's a fantastic activity. You know, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, it is just so good for your body. And plus, you know, let's be honest here, it's good for your mind. It's a spiritual experience, too. I mean, you're out there in the outdoors. You're stimulating all of your senses. And it's one of those activities, Joy, before you know it, you've done it an hour and a half, and you didn't even realize it. That's what I love about being outside.
Yeah. And you, before we take our break, I wanted to ask you a little bit about yoga. You recommend yoga. Why is that good for us? I happen to love yoga, too.
Love it. You know, I was introduced to it about a year ago. My wife finally talked me into it. You know, listen, I've been working out for 30 years. I'm a gym rat. I used to be in the gym hours and hours, and I could tell you, it has transformed my entire body now. And it's the longevity. Flexibility and that type of movement and breath is truly the longevity of health, and you can't find that in a weight room. You really can't. It's a combination of it all, really. It really, really is. And I have just experienced such amazing results with yoga and just feeling so much better. I don't ache. I don't ache anymore. I'm so much more flexible than I used to be. And it really truly is about bending and moving and breathing better.
We are talking with David Pritchard. He is a wellness coach in Milwaukee, and we're welcoming your questions for him. Is everybody out there completely fit and have a perfect diet and fitness routine, or do you have some questions? Or maybe you want to share some of your success stories. Maybe you found a routine that works for you. 1-800-642-1234. And it's not just the physical activity, it's the nutrition too. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What has worked for you? What has not? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are getting started on our fitness resolutions, our wellness resolutions, with our wellness coach, David Pritchard. He's an exercise and nutrition specialist who runs a wellness and training center in Milwaukee. And we're welcoming your questions for him, or your success stories, or the obstacles that you have faced when it comes to getting healthy. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. David, I'm going to a yoga retreat in March, and I'm so looking forward to it. I only wish it were in January, given the temperatures right now. We're going to be going to Belize, and it sounds wonderful. A tropical setting, really good, healthy food is going to be a part of this, and two yoga classes a day, plus I get to go snorkeling or whatever else I want to do in Belize. It just sounds wonderful. And I understand you do these types of things, fitness retreats.
Yes, it has been a wonderful journey. My Destination Wellness, we operate with FunJet, a Milwaukee-based company, a tour operator. And you know what? We've been able to, just like what you said, Joy, it's about taking people and putting them through a different experience. You know, as you get older, I guess I'm older now, I turn 40, and I say to myself, I'm looking for different experiences than just going to on vacation. Not that it's not nice to relax and sit by the beach for hours on hours with a good book. I think that that's important too. There's some wellness there. But more and more, we're seeing people look and ask for some different experiences, whether it's a yoga retreat or a fitness retreat. So we produce and put on these wonderful retreats with trainers and yoga instructors from this area or around the country. And we put them there for 5 or 7 days, and people can book their vacations right through mydestinationwellness.com, and they can see all the different retreats that we offer. And it's a great opportunity for them to be with like-minded people from around the world, and that enjoy a little bit of activity in the morning, like you said, a couple yoga classes in the morning. And then it's a great gourmet food all throughout the day. We have cooking demonstrations by chefs. We have wine tastings. We have excursions. It's just a great all-around, all-inclusive package. And we just so happen to throw a little wellness and fitness on top of it.
Well, that's
people love it. They're inspired.
Yeah, that makes exercise and fitness a whole lot less boring.
It really does. It really does.
Well, we have callers, including Jeanette in Monaco, who has a wonderful success story. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi there. Good to hear your voices.
Well, good.
You keep me company early in the morning when it's black, and then it suddenly has a beautiful sunrise.
Good, good.
What is your success story, Jeanette?
Well, my success story is a few years ago, I looked in the mirror and I said, You know, you look like a fat old lady with a French twist in your hair.
Oh.
So I got my hair cut and got a nice short haircut, and I started walking 30 minutes every day. And it took me 21 months to lose the weight I needed to lose, and I have kept it off. I went from 189 to 141.
Wow.
Wonderful.
And I've managed to stay there. And since then, my husband died just about a year and a half ago now, and he was 85. And we were married for 61 years, and when I came back home after being with him in assisted living for a year, it seemed so lonesome in my house.
Oh,
with no one here except me.
But you did all this by walking, Jeanette.
Just
a 30-minute walk a day, and you took off, I'm really bad with math, but it sounded like you took off close to 40 pounds there.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm very proud of the effort. I didn't tell anybody what I was doing, because sometimes when you do, people keep asking you how you're doing, and pretty soon you think, oh, heck, this isn't working and all that kind of stuff. You can defeat yourself real easily.
Yeah, well, way to go, Jeanette. Congratulations. And I'm sorry for the loss that you suffered, but wow, here she is in her 80s, David, and she lost all that weight just by a 30-minute walk a day.
God, there's so many points. We'd have to have another hour to talk about just her. She did three things here. She started late, so it's never too late to start. She just shows that. And number two, she's doing it by walking. She's not doing some cutting edge program or some fancy new thing that you see late at night on the infomercial. She walked. But number three, the biggest thing of it all, she was consistent. She did it. You heard her. She said she did it every day, no matter what. She did it every day. You got to show up. You got to be consistent. And that's why she lost that weight.
Yeah. What's a goal in terms of, and I know you said that our goal should be a big goal, like health and living longer. But if you truly do also want to lose that weight, what's a realistic number to, you know, in terms of weight loss and in terms of, you know, like weight per week or something like that?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Joy, because so many people try to lose 20 pounds in a month. That's unrealistic. But with even looking at Jeanette, I mean, she lost that weight over a course of almost, you know, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 pounds a week is conservative. A pound and a half to 2 pounds a week, it allows your body to get used to the weight loss. You know it's not a gimmick. You know it's not water weight. When you hear people say, I lost 20 pounds, half of that was water weight. But consistent weight loss over the year, a pound and a half to 2 pounds a week. I mean, look at that. That's 80 pounds in a year if you do it right. So that means you're not starving yourself. That means you're not overtraining, working out 7 days a week for 2 hours. That allows your body to get used to the weight loss, and you're going to keep it off forever. A pound and a half to 2 pounds a week is perfect.
Way to go, Jeanette. Let's go next to Jennifer in Platteville. Hello, Jennifer. Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I just had a question. I love yoga, like you guys are starting to get into it, but I'm not such a fan of cardio. And I was wondering if yoga could replace cardio.
That's a great question. And in some circumstances, it could. Some of the yoga classes that I have taken with my wife, you know, they'll add some dumbbells in there, some really light strength training. And I'll tell you, you're working for 1 hour straight in some circumstances, and you're not stopping. The key there is that aerobic activity is defined by just constant movement, that your heart rate is up, you know, between, say, 70% of your target heart rate. So let's say your resting heart rate is 60 beats per minute, and you get your heart rate up to 130 beats per minute, and you're consistent with that, I'll tell you, in some yoga classes, look for the yoga classes that maybe incorporate some of those type of additions. And you certainly will get your heart rate up to 130 beats per minute. And that will count as aerobic activity. Absolutely.
Thanks, Jennifer. Yeah, and some of those classes, the power yoga, you seem to really be going to town there for the whole hour.
You really are. That's great.
But then it also is nice to have that gentle yin yoga once in a while, too.
I agree with you. Yes, both have a place.
Bill on Facebook says, after decades of intermittent use, I got into the habit of using my old rowing machine. And he does this daily. And he listens to WPR while he's using his rowing machine.
Great.
That's great. Thanks very much for that, Bill. And another Facebook comment comes from Margaret, who says that she thinks you made a really good point when talking about how I feel when I eat well and I exercise versus how I feel when I eat things like bread and pasta and sweets and alcohol.
Yeah.
That stuff has become my motivation for eating well and avoiding the non-healthy stuff. But this requires about 3 weeks of eliminating the bad stuff to clean out my system. What do you think about detoxing like that?
Oh, I believe in it. I mean, sugar is such the culprit of so many things, Joy. I mean, if you ever want to see a great video of The Bitter Truth, all about sugar, it's a fantastic, fantastic documentary on YouTube. But it allows you, I mean, you got to. I mean, years and years of abuse and sugar and all the types of enriched flour, you got to get rid of it. And there's so many good ways to do it without reducing your calories to a scary level. I mean, just some herbal teas can certainly help that. Lots of water with lemon. Lemon is a fantastic way. It really is. It alkalizes your water, and it really helps, you know, control your balance inside your body. So just increase your water. Drink a little bit more tea to kind of help detox your body, and it really will help. But I definitely believe in that. I mean, you really, sugar, white sugar. If there's one thing I can leave this interview with, is just getting people to eliminate that into their daily diet and sodas and things like that. It really will make a huge impact in your life.
This has really been motivational, David. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Have a great 2014 day, everybody.
Yeah, and you too. I'm going to check out those destination wellness locations. Sounds like a lot of fun. David Pritchard is an exercise and nutrition specialist who runs a wellness and training center in Milwaukee. He is a wellness coach and has trained athletes of all levels worldwide. Thanks to Christy Taylor and to Robin Cherry for producing and directing this hour. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. We have much more to come, including talking about this effort to increase the number of female governors in the U.S. And tomorrow at this time, we are going to talk about the 10 best cheeses in Wisconsin. That's tomorrow at this time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.